Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned, well, mostly calmer version of myself. And trust me, that journey has been a wild ride. We all get caught in those negative thought loops, right? Those little voices in our heads that just love to point out every flaw and highlight every mistake. But what if I told you there's a way to silence those critics and cultivate some serious self-love? Today, we're diving into the world of overcoming self-criticism and embracing the power of self-compassion. Because let's face it, who doesn't deserve a little kindness from themselves? Ever feel like you're your own worst enemy? You know that feeling when you trip over air and immediately replay the moment 1,000 times in your head, dissecting every detail of your clumsiness? Or how about those moments when you nail a presentation but still find yourself obsessing over one tiny slip-up? We've all been there. Self-criticism is like that relentless inner critic who never lets us off the hook, always searching for something to nitpick. But here's the thing. It's not helping anyone. It drains our energy, chips away at our confidence, and keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity. So how do we break free? Well, the first step is awareness. Seriously, pay attention to those little voices inside your head. What are they saying? Are they being realistic or brutally harsh? Once you identify those negative thought patterns, you can start to challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? What's the evidence for and against this thought? Often, when we examine these criticisms under a brighter light, they start to crumble like cheap Halloween decorations. Another powerful tool is practicing self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, has imperfections, and experiences setbacks. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge those challenges with empathy and see them as opportunities for growth. Think about it this way. If your best friend was struggling, you wouldn't berate them, right? You'd offer a listening ear, words of encouragement, and maybe even a chocolate chip cookie, because everyone loves cookies. Well, guess what? You deserve the same kindness. Start by treating yourself with the same care and respect that you extend to others. Here are some practical ways to weave self-compassion into your daily life. Practice mindful meditation. Even just a few minutes of quiet reflection can help you connect with your inner self and cultivate a sense of peace. Affirmations. Repeat positive statements about yourself, such as, I am capable, I am worthy of love, or, I am doing my best. Self-care rituals. Make time for activities that bring you joy and nourish your soul, whether it's taking a relaxing bath, reading a good book, spending time in nature, or anything else that helps you recharge. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. Sarah is brilliant and talented, but she used to be her own harshest critic. She'd constantly put herself down, compare herself to others, and let negative thoughts sabotage her achievements. Then one day, she stumbled upon the concept of self-compassion. She started practicing mindful meditation and began to challenge those critical voices in her head. Slowly but surely, Sarah's outlook shifted. She started celebrating her successes, acknowledging her imperfections with kindness, and treating herself with the same care and respect she showed others. It was a gradual process, but over time, Sarah transformed from a self-doubting worrier into a confident and compassionate individual. So, how can you start your own journey towards overcoming self-criticism and cultivating self-compassion? First, acknowledge those negative thought patterns and start to question them. Remember, you are not your thoughts. You have the power to choose which ones you focus on. Second, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a loved one. Celebrate your successes, learn from your mistakes, and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness, just as you are. This journey isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's about being kind to yourself, embracing your flaws, and recognizing your own inherent worth. Remember, you are capable, you are worthy, and you are loved. So, keep those thoughts in mind. Take that first step towards self-compassion, and let's create a world where everyone feels empowered to embrace their authentic selves. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. And as always, keep those minds quiet, hearts open, and spirits soaring. Until next time, stay curious and kind.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.